Good afternoon. My name is Ed Shriver. I'm the program chair for the Retail and Entertainment Knowledge Community, and we are going to talk this afternoon about a program for the Denver Convention called Retail Around the World. As everyone should know, retail entertainment architecture is common on every continent of the planet, and AIA architects, American architects, are doing a lot of that work. And we have put together a panel that addresses a number of different perspectives on doing retail and entertainment architecture all over the world. David Kim, who is a member of the Retail and Entertainment Knowledge Community Program Committee, has put this project together, and I'm going to let David talk a little bit about the panelists and what they're going to talk about. David?
Thanks, Ed. So this panel is made up of not only just all architects, but we also have also one on the client side. So moderating this panel and a presenter is going to be Tiff Gunning with RTKL. We also have Scott Kilborn with Perkman's Eason. We have Adam Kashubi with Walt Disney Imagineering, and also Cecilia Kwan. She represents GAP Incorporated. And I think this panel is going to be a nice mixture of not only architects and design architects, but also from the client side with Cecilia kind of explaining how the challenges for architects around the world from an American perspective to that and on the international scene. This panel is going to talk obviously a lot about the practice topics. So, for example, one of the main issues is working internationally is working with different time zones and putting this presentation together and trying to get all of these architects, and especially ones who are traveling around the world, has been difficult. So I get a glimpse of this with working almost 24/7 and trying to coordinate everyone together has been a challenge. And so for architects, that would also be the same true, too. One of the other things that is of interest, too, for architects is going to be that they have to look at construction and craftsmanship from around the world and how different that's going to be. And the one thing that the retail architects have to kind of figure out is that the kind of brand that they want to project around the world might be different from what we expect. And so an American architect would have to understand where that plays into and how they can make that same feel and look, but not have the same methods that they're used to. Another thing that we're going to talk about on this panel, above and beyond just the practice issues, some of the design issues. They're going to talk about, for example, the U.S. retail model where you have a department store as the anchor. Internationally, you may not have that. And so there's going to be some different examples and some models that all of us can learn that we can think about and maybe even use. They also will talk about the urban model that around the world, there's some different ideas about urban density and how retail can play a part of that and develop communities. And I think, lastly, the one thing that they're going to talk to you about is sustainability. That's a big driving force here in the States, but what about internationally? What can be done, what is being done, and what other different standards there are?
Interesting. Which countries are going to be represented on the panel?
Yeah, we're going to have several main areas. One is obviously going to be the Latin America. Jeff Gunning is going to kind of present that area, as well as South America. Scott Kilborn will be kind of discussing the areas within Asia, and Adam Kashubi is going to show some examples from the Middle East. And then Cecilia Kwan is going to talk a little bit more globally. She's in charge of GAP stores in Europe, but she's going to talk about all the other places, including Asia, South Asia, and the Middle East, of her differences of the different stores, that what she's had to do and adapt on the international scale.
That's really great. That's great. Nice cross-section of practice and client, different countries. Should be a fascinating presentation, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is going to be a great, and unfortunately, because of the time, I think we can talk a lot more. There's just so much more information, and we're going to try to keep this down, because obviously I think that the audience discussion part of this panel discussion will be very interesting, too, where we can ask a lot of questions. But I think it's going to be a great presentation where we'll look at the history of U.S. firms working internationally. There's going to be some data on that, but I think the key is going to be just seeing all the lessons learned from different projects. We'll get to look mm-hmm. at the things that each have done and really see what we can learn and gain some foot knowledge into, I'm sorry, not for now, get a foothold onto doing this internationally.
Excellent.